The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 15. The Champion Who Fulfills All. From the moment sin and death entered the human story, God's promise of a deliverer was woven into the fabric of Scripture. Every shadow, every symbol, every prophecy pointed forward to one who would step onto the field, not as a substitute to absorb punishment, but as the champion who would face our enemies head on and win. The Eden Promise. In Genesis 3:15, God speaks of the seed of the woman who will crush the serpent's head. That prophecy is not about a legal settlement. It is about a decisive act of conquest. The serpent would strike the heel of the champion, but in doing so would seal his own defeat. From the beginning, the promised victory is framed in terms of combat, not courtroom proceedings. The enemy is not the Father's justice. It is sin and death, foreshadows in Israel's story. The history of Israel is rich with portraits of the Messiah to come. David facing Goliath is perhaps the most vivid. The entire army of Israel stood paralyzed, unable to overcome their enemy, until one man stepped forward. David didn't fight as a substitute for the army. He fought as their representative champion. His victory was theirs, because he was one of them. Likewise, Christ enters the arena of our mortal condition. He is not an outsider sent in to take a blow for us. He is flesh of our flesh, bone of our bone, born of a woman, living in our weakness, facing every temptation we face, and overcoming them all, the necessity of full humanity. For this representation to be genuine, Christ had to be fully human in every respect. Hebrews 2:17 states this clearly, and that means no pre-existence as a celestial being with foreknowledge or immunity from our struggles. If he had walked through life with that kind of advantage, the victory would have been hollow, a foregone conclusion, not a real contest. By living without sin in the same fragile frame we inhabit, the man Christ Jesus proved that the human race could, in him, conquer the greatest enemies. A transfer of headship. Paul's revelation in 1 Corinthians 15 cements this truth. For as in Adam all are dying, so also in Christ shall all be vivified. The comparison is critical. Adam is the first specimen of humanity. Christ is the last Adam. He is not a hybrid of celestial and human. He is the perfected human. Just as Adam's act affected all who came after him, Christ's act affects all who are in him. And the same all condemned in Adam are saved and made alive in Christ, the last Adam and the firstborn from among the dead. Colossians 1:18. This is not a legal imputation. It is a transfer of headship. Our first head brought death. Our new head brings life. Chapter 15. Key takeaways. From Eden onward, Scripture foreshadowed a Savior, not a substitute. Israel's stories reveal Christ as the representative head of a new humanity. His full humanity secures our inclusion in His triumph.